This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to go around the NFC East. We'll talk about the big stories happening in our division, in our NFL. And we do have some offseason grades for free agency so far. What grade would you give the Cowboys offseason here at 877-881-1053? How do you think CBS Sports went with it? Segment of the G-Bag Nation is, of course, brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankels, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you're a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. And it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. All righty. Before we get to this around the NFC East, I do have this latest from Dak Prescott's family, Tad. So if it wasn't clear already, he says, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL. Hashtag, how about them Cowboys? Tad not happy. Tad, just like a lot of Cowboys fans, he knows the team is not doing enough to help his brother win. And he said in the past he's trying to talk his brother into leaving the Cowboys. And I don't know what's in the best interest of Dak, but it's an interesting window into that brotherhood right there. And I do agree with Tad. I think it's not even close. Howie Roseman is a better front office man than either of the Jones boys. What do you think? The truckwreck.com fan text is open.
Yes. I mean, I think it's pretty inarguable. Now, I don't think the Saquon Barkley deal shows that or proves that. I think that will prove to be not a deal that you will have wanted to make. But outside of that, yes. I mean, Howie Roseman's been a guy that he's tearing it down. He's building it back up. He's moving off of quarterbacks, even that he's thought was the face of his franchise. He gave money to, oh, you're not that guy. No problem. I'll be controversial. I'll upset some people. I'm going to draft Jalen Hurts in the second round. Boom, here we go. He's getting it done. So every one of these guys as team builders has some flaws. But Howie Roseman's, I think, are much smaller and fewer and far between than the Joneses and most of the NFL.
For sure, nobody's perfect. And I think the Saquon Barkley thing is tough. He's probably trying to help his other bad signing, Jalen Hurts. So I don't like his offensive choices in the backfield for sure.
Kellen Moore's his OC too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a hire they made.
Yeah, that's not a good hire.
Nick Sirianni, team fell apart underneath him last year. A little adversity hit, and they just completely caved. Yeah, the Cowboys aren't perfect. I don't think the Eagles are perfect either. I would like to know if Tad would tell me how many times the Cowboys have talked to Dak about an extension or about any type of restructuring of his contract, anything to help them maybe get some space, get some cap space that they can go out and buy some players. Are we going to take all the pie? You know, there's only so much of it that I can allocate. But are you helping me in any way? And again, not his responsibility. But if his brother is going to comment about a front office, then maybe he needs to realize what the front office might be up against. And yeah. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know Dallas's cap situation completely. I know they've got a lot of players they've got to try and get done, including their quarterback, who seems to me is very much on this path of being a quarterback that doesn't have playoff success, but demanding $60 million or that type of money. You know, we saw what Atlanta was able to do with Kirk Cousins. We've kind of talked about that maybe Dak and Kirk Cousins, kind of the same guy.
Comparable.
Yeah, comparable player.
If I'm the Cowboys, I present that in negotiating. Like, we like what these veterans who are available have.
Yeah.
You know, and we think you're a similar type of player. And I would see how, you know, he would handle that. Because you have to play back with the stat that, like, nobody has ever won the Super Bowl taking up more than 12.5% of the cap in any year.
Yeah.
Like, there's a number on it. And you know, if you want to push above that number consistently with your contract, you want your front office to draw a firm line there and be like, no, this is the point of no return. This is the law of diminishing return, or wherever that point is, however you want to phrase it. We can't go here. And that really comes back to this idea, this concept. And when the Cowboys were first birthed in the 1960s, Don Meredith was with Chicago. But the family up there said the Cowboys need a franchise quarterback if they're going to have success, because the fan base has to believe in the franchise quarterback, this concept of a guy that's going to go win us games, in order for them to be commercially viable. So the Bears actually gave you Dandy Don. Like, hey, here's your ticket to the fans believing in you. And I think that's the real value. That's why the Cowboys are ultimately going to sign Dak, because they know what he does for the fan base confidence and belief. We can win regular season games. We can get to the playoffs. Maybe not the extreme hardcore fan, you know, that's a Dak doubter at this point. But the majority of your common citizen Dallas Cowboy fan, what they want is a quarterback that's credible. And that's what the Joneses are paying for. That extra $15 to $20 million for Dak Prescott gives them the ability, I believe, to sell season tickets, to be a commercially viable TV product. And here's the other thing. Your star player is the biggest star on your TV show, right? That's how pro sports look at it these days. These star players on our team are TV characters, are TV reality TV stars. But once he goes to another team, it's not certain that the fan base is going to react the same way. So far, the Cowboys have proven Dak Prescott winning regular season games is an absolute ratings goldmine that gets the fan base excited. And don't lie to me and say you did not get super excited last year, because many people destroyed me around week 10 or week 11 saying I'm still not convinced. The fan base comes electrified and convinced literally after two straight wins. That's what Dak gives you. And that is, you know, I believe the biggest burden right now in sending the Jones boys a message that you got to try harder to get us to believe. We're all suckers. We're all gullible. Win two straight games and you're going to be convinced that Dak Prescott is a good enough player to take you to the Super Bowl. And as long as the Cowboys have that con running, or that illusion running in front of you, they don't have to break the bank and build a team that's actually capable of winning the Super Bowl. That's the way I see it.
Agreed.
We have offseason grades here from free agency so far as the draft now approaches. I don't know when the Cowboys are going to get involved here. We can take a look at what CBS Sports has.
We should ask Dak's brother.
Yeah.
Because once you do that, then you'll kind of figure out where you are money-wise.
What do you mean?
Once you get Dak's thing figured out.
Once you get it figured out, once you get him signed, extended, whatever you have to do, then maybe you'll figure out how to your –
Yeah,
the cap money.
Yeah, they're not giving money back. They're not going to settle for less.
Okay, well then,
our hope is that the Cowboys actually have some balls and say you're not good enough to get max money.
Yeah,
that's the guys to look at.
Players don't take less.
I mean, Tom Brady did. But.
That's the play then, right there.
Yeah.
That's the play. You just tell him, well, listen, we'll call your bluff.
Yeah,
and they might.
Well, everything is business to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
None of it is trying to win the Super Bowl. It all comes down to a return on investment, and that's what you're getting now. The greatest businessman in the history of American sports is running your team for maximum profit, not best chance of winning the Super Bowl. I really need to ask Stephen Jones when we get him on in the build-up to the draft. Are you guys trying to make the playoffs every year? Do you believe you can be a contender every single year? Because that's not the model unless you have an absolute Hall of Fame quarterback, and I got to remind myself to bring that up.
Yeah.
Cowboys incomplete is the grade from CBS Sports, with Pollard, Biotish, and Armstrong leaving. Cowboys were the only team in the NFL to not sign anybody on Monday. Crickets from the Jones family on the first day of the league's legal tampering period. Strong departure from GM Jerry Jones' all-in claims. In order for the Cowboys to have the cap space to be players in free agency, they needed to do extensions with Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and they have not done that part of it yet. I do believe, Brian, if they find a player they want to get done, they will easily and quickly do an extension or flip a switch to create more cap space. I don't think that's a hurdle for them right now, but maybe this is a sign that they intend to do nothing, that they haven't even kicked the can with Dak yet.
Yeah, very, very well could there. And this might be, to your point, we keep talking about the potential of the rebuild and, you know, restart, reboot, whatever you want to call it. You get rid of the head coach, get rid of the quarterback, and then you just completely start over from there.
With Jones in the portion of his negotiating cycle where he plays hardball, the Cowboys front office is currently of the position that they don't mind not being able to make many moves at the start of free agency. The laissez-faire attitude only hurts the team and precludes them from re-signing 8-time Pro Bowl left tackle Tyron Smith, 5-time Pro Bowl corner Stephon Gilmore, and a running back to replace Pollard, among other critical transactions that literally every other team would have done yesterday. They would have been like, oh, we need a tackle, a corner, and a running back. Let's do it, guys. Until Dallas actually signs a free agent, it'll be difficult to fairly evaluate their offseason fully. I would give them a total F, you know?
I won't give them the F because they didn't do the dumb thing by bringing in, you know, bringing back Pollard on the deal that he got, or Armstrong or Biotish, you know. So I think it could have been worse by doing that. I don't think any of us wanted those players back, certainly not at those price tags that they got. So that would garner the full fledged F. So maybe F plus, D.
So we'll go D. You would have given them an F then to start the thing out because you knew they were not going to do anything, right? I mean, they immediately get an F, right? Because you know they're not. They're not going to sign anybody, right?
But he's saying they don't get the F.
Well, no, they don't get the F. No, I understand that. But you're going into this, you're going to say Dallas is probably going to get an F because they're not going to do it.
Right, because, you know they're not going to do much.
Yeah, so they're fine with that. They don't care about the
But I think we were hopeful that when it comes to...
We were hopeful when he said all in, and then it turned into your definition of all in is different from the one I see every night on ESPN when they play poker and they push all in.
Yeah, and
that's where I see wins and losses there.
Yeah.
That's where I see it. So when he the organization tried to walk back all in, then the grade was an F. You knew that going in. They weren't going to sign anybody. There should be no surprise here.
No, I think that there's
You're
not.
Right. They didn't sign Pollard and they didn't sign Biotish. And they didn't sign Tyron Smith, and these are all replaceable pieces. They're all replaceable pieces.
Could have been worse, but right now I'm comfortable with an F or a D. I think if we take the zoom out approach and say, like, hey, in 3 years, this could be a turning point. Maybe letting Tyron Smith and Biotish go will open them up to draft a tackle and a center.
They will.
That by the time we're at 2026, we'll be like, wow, that was an A-plus offseason not re-signing those dudes. It opened you up for this, this, and that.
Yeah.
But as far as trying to finish the fight and not running it back, this team has taken a step back, and I can't help but give that a nearly failing grade.
Yeah, no, I'm just we're splitting hairs between the F and the D there, but I do think it could have been worse had they given the contracts that the Commanders and the Titans have given to these former Cowboy players. But I think one of the things as well, and I know they're never active on the first day, but the running back market is a little bit higher than we thought it was going to be. So I went in thinking, hey, your two main free agent positions that you need to address are relatively cheap positions. I can get a good linebacker for pretty cheap, and I can get a good veteran running back for super cheap.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, these are waters that the Cowboys want to play in, cheap position waters.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they've done nothing with the linebacker spot to this point. But the running back's a touch higher than any of us probably thought, and now you're like, you can't even get one of these guys.
When you saw that Pollard got 3 years, $24 million, you just said no.
It's kind of like, okay.
I misevaluated what I thought here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think, what we thought they were going to do, but the Titans are the ones who ultimately misevaluated that.
I think the whole NFL was surprised by this. I think the NFL was surprised the amount of money these running backs got.
The Giants got running back Devin Singletary and Brian Burds and John Runyon. They receive a B from CBS Sports. The Bird Turds get an A with Saquon Barkley and Bryce Huff, and they brought back Landon Dickerson as well. They did lose Kelsey and Fletcher Cox to retirement. Can't help that. And then
we'll see about that back staying healthy.
Yeah.
And Kellen Moore calling plays.
And the Commanders got a B+. I don't think Kellen Moore helps them at all.
I don't think that helps them at all either.
Austin Eckler, Tyler Biotish, Dorrance Armstrong, Zach Ertz, Nick Allegretti, Frankie Louvu, and Brandon McManus, the kicker. They had a very busy day yesterday.
Gosh, a busy day of bringing in a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, Louvu's the best player they brought on that thing. And I'm just saying that.
Louvu's the only good one. They bring Cowboys in Marcus Mariota as well.
Yeah, Cowboys needed to replace Biotish. They needed to replace. I mean, I understand. I talked about Fowler earlier, you know, who they signed and stuff. Armstrong, you know, okay there. But overall, though, I don't know how you could like what they did.
I like what Icy Vert put on Twitter, which is the Commanders have the most cap space in NFL history, and they are building the worst team of all time.
They're trying.
I tend to agree with them.
They're really trying.
Oh, it's so glorious. New owner, new GM, new coach, same old Commandos.
Let's get a Biotish and a Eckler who's getting chased down from behind by defensive tackles.
I don't know how you can watch Biotish play if you turn on the Commander film those defensive tackles. The reason why you need to move on from Biotish is when you watch them defensive tackles play against him. I don't know how you can watch that and say, oh, wow, that's an upgrade for us there.
All righty. We're watching hoops last night. Mavs looked pretty dang good. Rim sesh is coming up next, Chief. Where are we going?
Michael Finley has an epic Luka story, and he's going to share it with us next. Plus, Wimby had his welcome to the NBA moment last night. Year in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.